We're visiting with Amy Hood. She's the Regulatory and Scientific Environmental Lead Manager at Bayer. I'm excited to talk about this because everybody loves butterflies right now.
I agree. I've learned a lot about the monarch butterfly over the last 5 years, and they are an amazing creature.
And the saddest thing is, like, people are having to think about whether or not we're going to have to put these on the endangered species list. Talk a little bit about that process.
Sure. So over the last 20 years, it's been noted that the population of the monarch butterfly has declined over its consistent average. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Climate change, which has caused a lot of interesting things in agriculture and in the environment over the last 20 to 50 years. The monarch butterfly overwinters in Mexico, and there's been a lot of logging and loss of habitat there that has caused some issues. And additionally, in the United States, we've lost some of the habitat, especially the monarch butterfly relies on milkweed as one of its feeding sources, and it's where they like to lay eggs. And so by the end of this calendar year, December of 2020, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will make a decision on whether or not the monarch butterfly should be listed. It'll be a preliminary decision, but it'll be a decision that helps shape what we do moving forward.
So what can everybody do to help make sure that we keep the monarchs, you know, around?
Well, it's a great question, and I think there's one easy thing we can do, and that's plant habitat for the monarch butterfly. As I said, they love milkweed, but they love many flowering plants as well because they rely on nectar as a sugar source. So if we can plant more of these plants, that makes a monarch happy. Obviously, I wish I had control over the weather, but I don't, and so climate change is a bit out of our control. But getting habitat in the ground is something anyone can do, whether you own a farm and several acres, or for instance, I have a small backyard planter that I keep milkweed in, and I do other flowering plants as well. So the good news is anyone can contribute to the solution.
So let's talk a little bit about the flowering plants, because some people may not realize what butterflies love to eat. You know, there's things called butterfly bushes. Are those great to plant?
So they're great. They're a nice attractant. And as I said, the butterflies love the nectar on those plants. So that's a great feeding source. And so when you think about how the monarch butterfly works, how their biology works, they fly north during the spring and summer months, and then they fly south back to Mexico during the early fall. As they're flying north, they really need milkweed. So their population is trying to reproduce over and over again as they're flying north. And the milkweed is one of their feeding sources, especially for the caterpillars. And it's where the caterpillars lay more eggs. So if you're thinking about reproduction and creating more and more monarchs, milkweed is really the source. However, when they're flying south, they really just need food. Because it's one generation that's flying south, that's where the flowering plants really come in and are super important to give them a food source and give them energy to fly south.
Well, and you guys have something new where you're encouraging landowners and farmers to not only plant, but to record their efforts on an app. Let's talk a little bit about the new app.
Sure. So as you can imagine, it is complicated for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to determine how many monarch butterflies there are. There are a lot of them, right? So counting them is not as easy as it would be for other species. But the one thing that they can help count is the amount of habitat that's in the ground. And so they're relying on it, helping to monitor a change in habitat numbers over time to help inform their decision. And one of the ways that we can all help them is to enter information. They have a database that they use, but it's a little complex, honestly. And so we've worked with our partner, the Climate Corporation, and have donated an app called Habit Tally to Iowa State University so that anyone can download this app. Right now it's available for iPhone, will be available for Android in the coming weeks. You can download the app, walk in your backyard or on your farm, pin where you are, and quickly record what you have on your land. So we're just trying to make it super easy for people to enter that information, which then helps the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service make a decision.
So easy to download, easy to use, and it's going to be helpful for the butterflies as well. If farmers are wanting to just get more information about the app or ways that they can help butterflies, what are some places that they can go to get those resources?
Yeah, so I work with many collaborative groups. One place I would recommend is a website called farmersformonarchs.org. It's a great website that has a lot of information, and it's broken down on a state-by-state basis. So you could see in your state what programs are available for cost share, what other free seed programs are available in your area. There are many, and I think people don't know that there are a lot of options available, whether you wanted free seed or you just wanted to enter a cost share program. And Farmers for Monarchs serves that information right up based on your geography.
Well, thank you so much for your help. It's always nice to have a little bit of positivity while we're talking about things like the pandemic, and butterflies are certainly positive.
Absolutely. I was glad to talk to you today, and I just want to say one last time, plant some habitat. And the good news is not only does it help butterflies, but it helps other pollinators, songbirds, and other species as well. So it's kind of a win-win scenario.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Casey. Have a great day.